ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः भज गोविन्दम् भज गोविन्दम् गोविन्दम् भज मोहमते जगति सज्जन संगति रेखा भवति भवार्णव तरणे नौका सो इन द कोर्स ऑफ टीचिंग emphasizing that one should definitely make efforts, not simply efforts, one should definitely, you know, commit oneself to know the truth, no, because knowledge of truth alone will protect. When the universe or the world or the people around, the relatives, kith and kin, money, positions, possessions, power, influence, when nothing can give you company, whether you have or you do not have. If you do not have, no, we will think we do not have, they won't give me keep company. That's not true. Whether you have or you do not have, still the time will be such in your life that nothing can keep you company. Understand now? You will be deprived of the companionship, company of people you have, the possessions you own, no, you possess, and the power you have, everything you may have, but still you will feel you will be deprived of all that, having the company of all of them, because that will be the position. Why? Because mind is still the same mind, and physically you will be different. The body is worn out. Body will be worn out and old. Understand? And therefore, the body cannot keep pace with the mind, cope with the mind. And so what happens? Mind will be missing all that it's been enjoying through the contact, through the senses, the contacts it had in the world through the senses. Miss. And then that time you will be lonely. You will be lonely. You will be missing and you will feel miserable. And not only that, and there will also be fear of death. In that critical situation, even if you have everything, nothing will protect you other than knowledge of the truth, which is otherwise known by the word Lord or God. The truth which has to be attained through knowledge. Why? Because that truth which has to be attained is not really attainable, something to be understood and known, which is already you. The truth is what? Very meaning of the word you. The truth of the universe is the truth of the meaning of the word. Truth is of the meaning of the word I. Therefore, you have to discover the truth. I say, Govindaha means what? Truth of everything, which is to be attained through knowledge. Understand? Bhagavan wanted to be through knowledge, Govindaha. Better know the truth. Better know thyself. Be committed to the pursuit of knowledge without wasting a fraction of a second in a lifetime. The more you are committed, the more you make your efforts, the closer you are to the truth, the closer you are to the knowledge of truth. No, because it shows how serious you are, how committed you are, because it is the knowledge of truth, that alone will help you. Nothing else will protect you. Nahi nahi rakshati. And, காலே சம்பிராப்தே சந்நிகிதே காலே நகி நகி ரக்ஷதி, பெட்டர் நோ தி ட்ரூத். This is the main teaching. And so many reasons why you should know the truth. And so many facts of general facts of life. So many things which are naturally happening in human life. Okay, all those facts have been analyzed in all different verses. And after every verse, it is emphasized, therefore, better know the truth. Therefore, better know the truth. Okay, knowledge of the truth of the universe, or knowledge of the Lord, knowledge of the self is one and the same, not different things, isn't it? Knowing the self, knowing the truth of oneself is in fact knowing the truth of the whole universe. Knowing the truth of the whole universe is knowing who the Lord is. Therefore, once you know the truth of the universe or the Lord as the very self, then you will not be miserable. When you do not have the company of the universe, you will be your own company. Understand? This is very, very important. It is very important for a human being. What is the greatest accomplishment in a human life? You know that? Now, what is the greatest accomplishment in human life? If you can just be by yourself. Okay? We think we have to do that and this and achieve that and accomplish that and let our name come on all the papers, all the newspapers, all the TV interviews. Okay, worldwide, how popular I am, doesn't matter. Okay? If you can just be with yourself, if you can learn to be by yourself, you can be in your own company. Who is giving you company? Who is your companionship? Whose companionship do you have? Who is your companion now? If you can just be with yourself, there's nothing greater than that. Being with oneself. And that is why to be with one's own self. Now, being with one's own self is being free. Being with one's own self is being free. I mean the right sense, with the real self, okay? Being a mad person with one's own self only. Understand? He isn't in the company of anybody. With you. Understand? I mean real self. Being with one's own self means being free. Being free implies being free from dependence. Being free from dependence implies being free from emotional dependence. Understand? And being free from emotional dependence is what? Not being dependent on anything around us. Now, for one's fullness or for one's happiness, or for one's peace. And this one has to learn in one's lifetime, definitely. There will be a situation, even if you have people around, you will be all alone by yourself. Then if you are alone, it's okay, but you will feel lonely. Understand? Even if you have people around sitting around, you still will feel lonely because of your situation. Therefore, you better learn to be with yourself. And in order to learn to be with oneself, how can you be with yourself if you do not know what yourself is? That is why better know thyself so that you can be by yourself. You can be with yourself. நீ உன்னுடனேயே இருன்னு சொன்னா நான் எப்படி என்னோடய இருக்கிறதுன்னா நீ யாருன்னே உனக்கு தெரியாது அவன் எப்படி உன்னோட இருக்கிறது. Understand? It's a very, very interesting thing, isn't it? When you do not know what the self is, okay, what you are, and how can just be with yourself? That is why it's very important for one to know what the self is. Thereby one can just be with one's own self. One can learn to be. Know first what the self is. Then you have to practice. Learn to be with that self which you have understood. In due course of time, you will be able to be with yourself. That is what is just freedom. Isn't it? That is why it is very important to know this truth, to know the Lord. Then we say here, that is why all these verses talk about different situations, why you need to know the truth. And similar situations are again is described, presented in this next verse also. Hey, ka te kanta. Look, we learn Sanskrit very easily now. Ka. Ka means who. Okay. Te, tava, your. Kanta. Kanta means beloved. And then kantaha also means beloved. Kanta also means beloved. Feminine gender word is beloved. She, beloved, is ka, kanta. He, beloved, is kantaha. So we always understand in our culture, a beloved must be wife for a husband, okay, and husband for the wife. Therefore here, because his address always Shankaracharya and all his work, he addressed the men only directly. That's under she, we have to take fit for us also. He is asking, ka te kanta, who is your wife? Who this wife is, you're so attached to. Nothing wrong. See, be a good husband. Do your duties. Be dutiful. Know your responsibilities. Have great concern, because she is saha dharma charini. Na saha dharma charini means one who has one really who has agreed to live with you, to live a life of dharma, to help. Saha dharma charini. In fact, husband and wife both are very close to each other. There's a big emotional bond between husband and wife. That bond is intimate because of the intimacy they have between each other. That intimacy, the closeness, is not because of just infatuation or anything, because both are 100% clear about the value of dharma. Thereby both are committed to live a life of dharma. That is how manam utta dampati. Manam utta dampati means what? Manam utta means the mental compatibility of husband and wife. It should be always based on their intimacy, should be based on their commitment to dharma. Then that will be like a what? Stuck. Okay? Then nothing can bring about any separation ever between them. For which, understand? All these problems come when the divorces and all those problems occur because there's a lot of other problems. Because you are not loyal to me, I am not loyal to you, I don't have trust you, you don't trust me, and I can't trust you anymore because of your behavior. I all my perceptions based on your behavior. Perception of your behavior, they create sort of distrust in me that I can't trust you anymore. Therefore, you can't trust me anymore. And slowly we are far away. Even if we still live in the same room, but we are there and there, to extreme ends. Understand? And that slowly, I'll better go to court, finish, let's better go and stay separately. That's what a divorce is, because of lack of loyalty. And here, nothing can separate this bond, emotional bond between them, because the intimacy is such. Because what is the intimacy? What is that which really keeps them intimate? Both of them value dharma. Okay? Because they know the value of dharma. Because moksha being the person, that's why it's all very important for young children to know. Moksha being the end should be very clear, and they should know the value of knowledge. Then definitely they will know they don't need to become sannyasis overnight, okay? They should know the value of dharma, and they both are committed to dharma means, then both have very good understanding in each other. Understand? That's why she is called a saha dharma charini. So whatever dharma he pursues, okay, and she is the better half. That means what? Always, she never goes against him. She always follows his footprints without any question. Why? Because if she has that trust and he follows dharma, then I can follow his footprints. So, saha dharma charin. That is the bond between husband and wife. That's what is now not only Hindu, Indian culture. That is how a woman and man are supposed to be to each other. And that is why when they bring up children, always their looking after, their bringing up of children is based on whatever they teach, whatever the way they live. They set example for the children to imbibe the value of dharma. And there will be a lot of warmth and love, so that that loving atmosphere, the children grow up and they will be very, very committed to their parents also. Wherever they go, they are emotionally hooked. They will come back to parents. Oh, amma, 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 appa, my father, my dad, my mom, I had to go back, I had to look after them. That bond will be there. It's very important, isn't it? Otherwise, let them go, leave them. I tell you, the conscience will bring them back. However highly influential external culture is, still they'll be hooked. Because they have to be hooked, to not emotionally to be bound like that. The children also should enjoy that lot of love and warmth in the house. Where there is dharma, there definitely there'll be love and warmth and affection, and the children will have that closeness, will be bound to parents, committed to parents also. This generally, this is a setup, okay? Vaidika kutumbam, now the Vedic family will be such. And here, but even then, generally what happens? Who is this wife? Kate, Kanta. Who is this your beloved? Who is a beloved wife? Kanta. Dhanagata chinta. One whose mind is always given to the money you are earning. Dhanagata chinta. Eppozhudhum pana vishayathileye enna panathaiye ennikondirpaal. Okay, because she has responsibility, you see. She has to run the family, sure. Understand? You simply go out and come back and then so. Dhanagata chinta. Dhanagata chinta means what? Now, all the chinta, one whose thinking is given to always money. Because how much is the? What is the budget? What is the? What are the expenses I have this month? How much money is going to come? Pay all the bills? How much is going to come? How much I had to pay? What I had have? What we can save? What I have extra? That is always she has to. She is the one. Now actually, a woman happens to be the maintainer of the family also. Generally. Now, she always, one whose thinking is given to money. Dhanagata chinta. Okay, who is a wife? A wife is always given to whose thought is given to money. We are always thinking of money. Not because, not simply she is thinking of money, because she thought that, a greedy woman, because of her responsibilities. Understand? Dhanagata chinta. But therefore, her responsibilities being what they are, okay, what happens? Suppose if you don't earn. If you are not able to earn. If you don't earn, what will she do? No, definitely you cannot expect her to be the same person. Same loving and caring person. He vatula tava niyanta nasti. Don't you? That's why always know. See, that's why as a man, you can have great love for her, concern for her, affection for her. Okay? That does not mean you should be attached to her. Okay? Caring for wife, having concern for wife, doing the needful for wife. Okay, as a husband, it's a responsibility, it's a duty to do the needful. It's also vice versa. Okay, it's also for the woman. There's a need. You need to do your duty to your wife or husband. Do your duty, do the needful. Okay, have great concern, genuine care. Okay, express your affection and care for the person. But being attached to the wife, I cannot live without her if you think that is foolishness. isn't it? That's what he says. Who is your wife? Understand now? He says, who is your wife? Always she was given to thought, given to the thinking of money. Doesn't mean she's wrong. That is why this is how the whole setup is. So you can't just be attached to her. That is why, even whether children or wife, we have to be very careful here. Doing the needful and doing one's duties to her wife or husband, doing a duty as a husband, as a wife, is different from being attached. So having concern, you can be highly affectionate, highly loving and giving and caring. You can have concern for the person. But attached means what? Attached, but being attached to the person, things means. Now, attached, I explained to you last one of my classes. Okay, being dependent on other person for one's happiness is being attached. You remember this point I told you in some class? It is some time back. Similarly, if you are dependent on wife for happiness, my wife alone has to cook, she alone has to iron my shirt, she alone, some men who are very, very, this is idiotic, I tell you. And then she alone has to, and then like sort of very, very, and then definitely too demanding. That means what? So attached and so much dependent on the wife for one's happiness. You can depend upon her. See, you can expect her to do things for you. Expecting her to do things for you. Deciding, having a desire to get things done through her, by her, is fine. If she cannot do sometime, she'll also be able to manage. That's what is being independent. Understand now? That is why having concern, I'm using all the words, I'm repeating these words. Having concern for the wife. Okay, giving her all warmth and affection. Okay, being affectionate towards her, being a loving person towards her, loving the person, loving your wife, having concern for her, affection for her, doing the needful, being there for her anytime, do everything is completely different from being attached to her. Understand? Hey, Vatula, tava niyanta nasti. Don't you have any limitation? Don't you have any sense? You do your duties are fine. If you think living with her, my life living with her will always be there till the last minute. Okay? That's not true. Nobody is going to be with everyone throughout the life. Everyone will be alone one time. Understand? Wife has to learn, husband has to learn, children have to learn. Understand now? This is very, very important. Bhajagovindam is a book of conversion. It teaches, it makes you think. It does not mean immediately go away and then become sannyasi. No. And no. That's way. If you do not know what is sharing love, what is giving, what is expressing a concern and affection for other people, then there's no use of being a human being. Isn't it? So have all these things. But understand one thing. Ultimately, what you seek through everything is fullness. That fullness is not anywhere available. How much of love and affection you show to the person, that will not make you happy. If you don't show love and affection to the person also, you will not be happy. You will be very miserable and unhappy. If you do not know how to be loving and giving and caring affection to other people, then you will never be unhappy. You will be most miserable person. But how much ever you are giving, out of the way to do things for other people, even that is not going to make you happy. That's why be conscious. That is why Alavakkum Amirdhamam Nanju, we always say that. Understand things, what is to be done, what need not be done. Understand? For happiness. And happiness is a choiceless end. You do everything, all that you do, for your own happiness. But please remember, that happiness, that fullness, which you are searching through all these things, is not available anywhere. It is not even to be something to be attained. It is the very swarupam of the truth, Therefore, knowing the truth is knowing fullness. Only by knowing what fullness is, you can just be fullness. Understand? Therefore, that is why you need to know the truth. For fullness, know the truth. Understand? But to prepare your mind for the knowledge of the fullness, live this life properly. Introverted, okay? Properly means what? Put in within introvert commas. You know, inverted commas. Put that word properly in, you know, within inverted commas. Why? Because properly implies living a life of dharma, being kind and affectionate, caring, loving, okay, as a person of warmth. That is very important. That's the only way you can prepare your mind, grow, prepare your mind for knowledge. There's no other way. But this itself will not give to you everything, isn't it? So living a life of dharma, once you are committed to live a life of dharma, then you will know what is being a person of warmth and love and caring, affection, all that. A person of concern. At the same time, you are not attached to anything. When do you think you are attached? If you are dependent on situation or people for your happiness, you are dependent. So you are attached. That is why, be careful. Don't get attached to anything. Because it's no use of being attached. No use of being dependent on situations and people and wife and children and for your happiness. Poor people, they can't make you happy. Because happiness is not with them. Nor can you make other people happy. Know that? But you can contribute for the situation wherein you can grow to prepare yourself for that knowledge. It is a mutual contribution. I contribute for, you know, contribute for your growth, you contribute for my growth. I contribute for your preparation of the mind for knowledge, you contribute for my preparation of my mind, preparation of my mind for knowledge. This is what is we always, husband, wife, or children, or any relationship, in fact, any association should be such, that relationship should be such that we always have to mutually contribute for each other's emotional maturity and growth. I mean, okay, my growth of the mind, thereby which will contribute preparedness of mind for knowledge. That is what is we can do. Please understand, hey Vatula, kim tava niyanta nasti, you are so attached to this wife and you think that you cannot live without her. Wife means what? You can say, you are attached to her, that you think you cannot be happy without her. Where is her? Happiness is not with her, understand now. Happiness is yourself. You have to discover that happiness. Understand? That is why, whether you have children, so we are not only wife, we can take it for any relationship for that matter. Wife or husband or children or relatives or friends or people, anybody. Hey Vatula, kim tava niyanta nasti? And he says, understand one thing, for this knowledge, okay, for this knowledge of what happiness is, to have the knowledge of the truth of the universe, to have knowledge of Bhagavan, to have knowledge of the self, only one way. Trijagati, in three worlds, Trijagati, Sajjana, Sangati, Reka, association of good people, is the only thing. Trijagati, in three worlds, Sajjana, Sangatihi. Sangatihi means association. Coming in contact with, coming in association with, or associating with, you know, righteous people, you know, righteous people, spiritual people, sangatihi, sajjana sangatihi yeka, alone, okay, associating oneself with sajjanas, good people, righteous people, alone, what, trijagati sajjana sangatihi yeka, no, bhava arnava tarane nauka bhavati. know, Bhava Arnavaha. Arnavaha means ocean, kadal. Bhava Arnavaha. Bhavaha means samsaraha. Bhavaha means life of becoming. Being born again and again, falling, you know, dying is what? Bhava. Bhava Arnavaha. This ocean of samsaraha. The ocean, life of, ocean of, you know, the ocean of, it's a life of becoming. Samsara Sagaraha. Bhava Arnavaha means samsara kadal. Okay, piravi kadal. Bhava Arnava literally, correctly means piravi kadal. So, Bhava Arnava Taranam means crossing over. So, Tarane, in crossing this ocean of samsara, the, okay, Nauka is ship. Bhavati becomes. So, association of good people alone serves as, no, the ship in helping you cross this ocean of samsara. Alone serves as ship. The samsara kadale kadapadarku nallorin serkaye, you know, kapadahahahirudu, kappalahahirudu. Nothing else. Why? Because to her, that, what he says is, so to cross this ocean of samsara, to attain freedom, to discover freedom, to discover fullness, thereby to become free from samsara, limitations while living, and thereby to become free for good, to attain the videha mukti also. Knowledge is the only means, isn't it? Self-knowledge is only way, only means. And for that self-knowledge, you had to be, you need to, it's not, even though it, what all that you need to know is your own self. And the self being the subtlest, such something subtler than the mind needs lots of, you know, tremendously mind needs to be prepared. The preparation required on the part of the mind for discovering its own truth is something involves great effort. That is why to have that, to prepare the mind for that knowledge, you need to be with sajjanaha. Sajjanaha means what? The one, sajjanaha means, literally it means good person. Good people. Who are the good people here? In our understanding, our perception, good people means whoever does anything, whatever I want, he is a good person to them. So here, a good person means one who is good to everybody, always, everywhere, is the good person. Who is really, who is absolutely, perfectly good person? Who is good to everybody, who is good to, you know, all the people, who is good, not the most diplomatic person. Because that means all the people who are highly diplomatic are very good to everybody. Very, very friendly, very nice, lip sympathy. They maintain a very good relationship, no frictions anywhere, no rubs. Because they want to be very diplomatic, maintain good contact, good relationship. Okay, the kumbu. Hi, Vishwanath. Because we are scared. Again, this is artha. Now, being diplomatic again, because, you know, being very careful, maintain relationship with everybody, maintain good relationship. We cannot lose any friendship. Not too get not don't get too closer, but not too far also. Too, don't keep away also. But I behave as I'm very close to everybody. The same time I also maintain some distance. And I'm friendly with everybody, you know. I maintain very good relationship with everybody. Again, artha. Artha pursuit. Know that? People think who are very diplomatic are very, very clever. They think they're very clever. Doesn't maybe really they're very clever, there's no doubt. But okay, in Bhagavan's drishti. A bit genuine also. And once friendship with other person must be genuine. If a person is committed to dharma, then I am friendly with anybody. If you are friend of everybody, understand? That is why people, when they are not, commitment to dharma is not there, that is when friendships break. Know when friendships break? They're very close initially, very, very close to each other. And that house food comes this to this house, and this food for house. They don't even cook, and somebody cooks from there, and their food goes from there. Their children come and stay here, these children go and stay there, they go together for holiday, and for too few years. And one fine day, something happens, and then they don't even see each other like this. What happened? No, how close we were. No, what they did to us. What, I mean, the people who were in between, my God, they'll have to really go through hell of time. These people compulsive, give a big list of complaints. And they'll do a big list of complaints. They both are good. In fact, nobody is wrong totally. Somewhere, some misunderstanding, because some loss of trust. Something goes wrong. Some in wrong perception. All perception. Understand? You keep fall apart. Where is the friendship? Now worst enemies. Okay? The best friends become worst enemies. Is what is happening. So, good sajjanaha is very important to understand. It's not mere diplomacy. Okay, sajjanaha means, a good person means, one who is committed to live a life of dharma. And one who is, who is the one who is committed to live a life of dharma? Such a person, 100%, one who has surrendered his will to dharma, Bhagavan, is sajjanaha. No, and that such a person, who the one who lives in tune with and harmony with the universal law and order. She is the man of Sharanagati. And such a person, who is the one who can be committed to live like dharma? The person who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth. And who knows the value of truth. And who is spiritual, highly spiritual. So the highly spiritual person, okay, the spiritual person who is religious, unethical, no, and also who pursues artha and kama as means to not to live this life and in conformity with dharma, and also and who lives this life ultimately to discover truth, moksha in the form of the truth. He is sajjanaha. Now such association, such good people, spiritual people. Is the alone, the association with, associating with spiritual people. Association of the spiritual people alone, serves as the ship to, in crossing this ocean of samsara. Bhava arnavasya tarane sajjana sangatihi yeka eva Nauka Bhavati. Association of the spiritual people alone will help you. To overcross this ocean of samsara. Nothing else. Therefore, better know the truth. Therefore, as you have knowledge of truth is important. Because if you are dependent on external situations or relatives and friends and people around who you are committed to, okay, for happiness, then you are cheating yourself, you are fooling yourself. Happiness is yourself. Being with yourself is being full. That is why you need to discover. Discover the self, discover fullness, and be fullness. Then you are independent. Once you know this fullness is yourself, then you are not only dependent on others for your happiness. You will be independent of others. You will be independent on others at the same time, and you will be a person of love. You will be expressing your fullness. Okay, expressing your fullness, then you will be, fullness is love. Now what is love? Fullness is love. Expression of fullness is love. If fullness is love. In loving, in giving, in expressing your fullness, once you are not dependent on external situations or people around for your happiness, then naturally you will not find fault with anybody. Know that? That is when you can sing Kurayonrumillai. Oru Kurayan Gadayal. Not for me. I don't know for any loophole. He is wrong there. She is wrong here. That is not okay. This is not okay. I am not satisfied with that. Then you will not find fault with anybody for any behavior, for any commissions or any omission. Understand? You will not find fault. Once you do not find fault with anybody for anything, then naturally what you are doing. So non-fault finding. Okay? Love is in fact non-fault finding accommodation. You accommodate. Don't find fault with anybody. You accommodate any nonsense. You won't even think it's nonsense, okay? Anything which looks sounds nonsense is what? You just accommodate. That's why being accommodative is possible only if you don't find fault. It means what? Because you're not dependent on others for your happiness. Why? Because you are yourself fullness. The ocean need not do any big, you know. Ocean not, I want to become much bigger, you know. I want to let all the rains come to me. You're not dependent. Well, ocean is least bother, whether it rains or it doesn't rain, or it's so scorching heat outside everywhere, a lot of my water gets evaporated. No. Okay? My God, it becomes small. The ocean is never bothered. Always full. Scorching heat, a lot of evaporation of water, still water is, ocean is full. Rains come, you know, flow everywhere, lots of rains are pouring down, and all the water comes and joins the ocean, still ocean is full. Understand now, nothing changes the ocean. Similarly, what is this person of fullness? If you discover fullness, if you discover yourself, if you know the truth, then you have discovered fullness, you are fullness, then nothing can shake your, understand, nothing can affect your fullness. You'll always be full. Fullness is always fullness, isn't it? It's a question of your discovering, knowing it. That is when you become independent on situations and people for your happiness. You'll do the needful. You won't be affected. Even if there be pain or sorrow or sadness, they'll be very objective towards your own pain and sorrow. It won't internalize. See, suppose some unpleasant situation, you know, arises in the family. And it's a big pain, a painful situation. That will be there, but you'll be objective. You won't, now you will know how to deal with it. It won't affect your fullness. Understand? That is what is fullness. That's why you say, see, fullness, once you discover fullness, so expression of fullness is love. Love is non-fault finding, okay, accommodation. And once you are a person of fullness, and you can't help, you know, attracting all the minds towards you, you will be the person of, you know, attraction. Everybody will like you. Naturally, they like you. You know how to know? It's called winning the hearts. How to win the hearts? We people who have, you know, positive thinking. How to win friends and friends and influence people, okay? All using all diplomacy. Totally being ingenuine. That's not the question here. You don't need to make any efforts, okay? Those such books will not be best-selling for us. Such books are not required for the person who is a spiritual person. See, somebody teaches you the text. Somebody has worked hard and thought over, he's giving you this tips, how to, you know, influence friends and
leave family.
How to win friends and influence
people.
Something, I know something. Somebody, yeah. Gave, no, from 15 years ago, somebody gave me that book as very a gift, friendly. Okay? I never read it. Book. 15 years ago, somebody gave me that book. There's still a new, brand new book for my cupboard, okay? Then I always see that cupboard, and I also want to give it to somebody, but I didn't want to confuse other people. Sometimes the rough on books come, I keep it in my cupboard because I respect the person who gave me. The person, not the book. And sometimes I don't want to give the book away, I don't want people to get confused. The only possible dharma pukari I can do, so I can keep it quiet. You know? Otherwise I should have got enough. Now what I'm saying here, this is what's natural. This is what the natural being, okay? That's why all Mahatma were ocean. That, like, you know, Karunek Kadal. We say Bhagavani, we always call Bhagavani Karunek Kadal. You know? Ocean of mercy and compassion. We say all these things. You want to see Bhagavan or what? You discover fullness, you would be ocean of compassion. Understand? Ocean of compassion means what? You know, you see, everybody is already ocean of compassion. If you discover that, if you are independent, you will be the best person. If you are dependent, you will be the worst person. Look at this. Dependence and independence. In knowledge, you are independent. In ignorance, you are dependent. Understand? Then, that's what it is. It's all secrets, okay? Our scriptures tell you. Then, once you win the hearts of people. And here we say, a love is beauty. Love is beauty. What do you mean by beauty? Beauty is anything which attracts is beauty. Anything which attracts is beauty, isn't it? Anything which is attractive is beauty. So, love attracts minds. For love is beauty. So, fullness is love. Love is beauty. Understand? Therefore, strijagati, in these three worlds, sajjana sangati hi yeka eva bhava arnavatarane nauka bhavati. Therefore, better be in the association of spiritual people. You know, always try your best to uplift yourself. Pave way for knowing the truth, thereby discover fullness. The fullness is in knowledge. Okay? In knowing the truth. Fullness is already you. For Bhaja Govindam. What's next verse?
Jatilo mundi lunchita kesha. Jatilo mundi lunchita kesha. Jatilo mundi lunchita kesha. Kashayambar bahukrita vesha. Kashayambar bahukrita vesha. Pashyanna pichana pashyati moodha. Pashyanna pichana pashyati moodha. Hyudarani metam bahukrita vesha. Hyudarani metam bahukrita vesha. Jatilo mundi lunchita lunchita kesha. Kashayambar bahukrita vesha. Pashyanna pichana pashyati moodha. Hyudarani metam bahukrita vesha. So he says, Jatilaha. Jatilaha means one who has matted flocks of hair. Jatilaha. Mundi. Or whether jatilaha, mundi. Or you can also what now? You might have shaven your head also. The one has shaven his head is mundi. Jatilaha, mundi. No, jatilaha, mundi. Lunchita keshaha. Lunchita keshaha means one has got his, shaven. One has got his hair. One has removed his hair. Lunchita keshaha. Jatilaha, mundi. Lunchita keshaha. No, you have a danda in your hand. It's a sannyasi. Danda. And you also got your hair removed. And then kashayambara. Kashayambara bahukrita veshaha. No? Kashayambara. And also kashayaha means saffron color. Ambara means cloth. Kashaya ambara. Kashayambara bahukrita veshaha. Okay? And also you proper vesha. Vesha means what? You are in this attire. Okay? You wear the attire of a sannyasi. You are in the disguise of a sannyasi. Not disguise. You appear to be a sannyasi. Saul, no? How do you appear? What is your vesha? You look like a sannyasi. You are a sannyasi. Who is a sannyasi? One who has danda, one has got his hair shaven,
Okay, typical. மொட்டையடிச்சு கையில குச்சி பிடிச்சிட்டு அனவசரம் அந்த காவி ட்ரெஸ் போட்டுட்டா நீ வர சன்னியாசி சென்ட் காஷ் ஜட்டிலோ முண்டி லொஞ்சித கேஷ காஷாயாம்பர பஹுக்ருத வேஷ பஷ்யன் பிச்சன பஷ்யதி மூடஹ. ஏ ஜஸ்ட் ஹவ் யூ லுக் எக்ஸ்டர்னலி really doesn't make you a sannyasi. Understand now? Even if you are in the disguise of sannyasi, okay, you are not a sannyasi. Pashyannapi saha na pashyati. Even if he is able to see, if he is capable of seeing through physical eyes everything, but still he does not see. He does not see the truth. So, remaining in appearing to be a sannyasi does not make one see the truth. Understand? Being a sannyasi, understand? Just appearing to be a sannyasi does not make one see the truth. Pashyan api. Even the sannyasi who is capable of seeing through physical eyes, really, na pashyati. He does not see the truth. பஷ்யன் அபி சன பஷ்யதி மூடஹ. ஓகே, தி டெல்யூடட் பர்சன், இஃப் ஹி இஸ் டெல்யூடட், சி ஜஸ்ட் அப்பியரிங் டு பி எ சன்னியாசி டஸ் நாட் மேக் ஒன் சி தி ட்ரூத் இஃப் ஹி இஸ் டெல்யூடட். மூடஹ, மூடஹ ந பஷ்யதி. ஹூஸ், வாட் இன் பி டெல்யூடட் ஹியர்? Deluded means one who lacks, one who is lacking the discriminative knowledge. Okay, one who does not have the discriminative knowledge. Of what? Of the Satyam Mithya. Of the truth and Atma and Anatma. One who does not know what the truth is, one who does not know what the truth is, definitely mistake the anatma for the truth. Atma is the truth, isn't it? What does not know the truth, he mistake the anatma for the truth. And therefore he does not know. And such a person is an indiscriminate person, isn't it? He's a deluded person. And one who mistakes anatma for the truth, who does not see the truth, even if he appears to be sannyasi, still he is not seeing the truth, isn't it? That's why it is not important how you appear to be. Okay, I want to be committed to the pursuit of knowledge. I want to become a sannyasi. Okay, so definitely go to Rishikesh or Himalayas, go somewhere and ask some swamis, and they will be ready to give you sannyasa. And you become on the bank of Ganga, and take some saffron clothes and go out everywhere. Still continue to be deluded. As long as one continues to be deluded, still one does not see the truth. Pashyannapi sahana pashyati. It doesn't matter whether you becoming a sannyasi is something good, nothing wrong. Becoming a sannyasi itself implies what? You're being committed to the pursuit of knowledge. The saffron robe, always the color stands for fire, and fire stands for what? The flame of fire. It stands for knowledge. This color is supposed to remind the sannyasi all the time of one's commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Come on, we have come to this country, even though you are living with these people, don't forget what are you committed to. One has to remember, that's why saffron robe. So all the time mind must be in Shastram and then Bhagavan and then Dharma. That's why sannyasi's main dharma is to teach Shastra. Study, not without studying one teacher. Otherwise keep studying, study, understand and share what you know. That's the only way you can keep your mind in Bhagavan. That's why people also respect and give some bhiksha and all that. Okay. Power put to நமக்கு கொஞ்சம் புண்ணியம் கிடைக்கும். That is why it is qualified to go for Bhiksha also, if mind is in Bhagavan. Mind is not in Bhagavan. Understand? That is why all the sannyasis are looked after with Grihastashramis. Basic need, you know. After food, we give food and something, some clothing and shelter, and then some home. Nothing else. No, my daughter's wedding, my son's wedding, some help, my grandson is getting help. No such commitments. Understand? That is why feeding one person one day is okay. So they're taken care of. Always in culture, the culture provides that atmosphere where sannyasis are looked after by society. So here, that is a sannyasa, but commitment to the knowledge must be there. Otherwise, then sannyasa is the one who has seen the truth, thereby one who sees everything as Ishvara. One who is free from doership and enjoyership. But simply wearing saffron clothes, holding a danda, having shaven all his hair, all that, simply appears to be a sannyasi, is still highly deluded and he does not see the truth. The one who sees the truth cannot be moda anymore. Now I see the truth, I'm still a moda. No. Or who sees the truth cannot be modaha, cannot be deluded. Knowledge of the truth and delusion cannot be together. So modaha pashinnapina pashyati. He was seeing through physical, he does not see the truth. Pashinnapichana pashyati modho. Pashinnapichana pashyati modho. Kyudaranimetam. Bahukritaveshaha. Yeah, Udara Nimittam, there are many role plays, okay? Many Veshas we have, just for the sake of, livelihood. Udara Nimittam, Vaitu Polapukaha Pa. Shankara is the same typical expression, Vaitu Polapuk, understand now? Udara Nimittam, for the sake of Udaram, stomach. It means what? For the sake of earning one's livelihood, people now have different. Understand? People have different, play different roles in different, people are in different disguises, okay? So here we can say sannyasa, ethaniyo vesham borrom, okay? So many, we play different roles. So playing a role of a sannyasa is also for what? Because one such role that, it's for my own livelihood. Understand? Therefore, it's simply for earning one's livelihood. It's simply for getting some food for the stomach. One appears to be moves around like a sannyasi. Really speaking, the real sannyasi will be free from delusion if he sees the truth. If he is still deluded, does not see the truth. What he wants to convey here in this verse is, doesn't matter whether you are a sannyasi or not. How you appear to be externally, it doesn't matter at all. Understand? All that you need to do is, you need to free yourself from being deluded. You have to free yourself from, you have to get over this delusion. This mistaking this non-self for Atma. And now, because one mistake leads to so many other things. You mistake the non-self for the self, and then you superimpose the limitations of the non-self upon the self, and you think you are a limited being, and always you are constantly making efforts to become bigger than what you are, and that inner pressure being naturally there, always the diseases are just flowing like anything, and you all the time your mind is so focused in fulfilling all those diseases to keep you in good humor, to keep you in good humor to be happy, and you don't think 1 minute and stop 1 minute and think, where is happiness? So Shastra does not say don't fulfill your desire, don't have it. No, it does not say that. Have your desires, fulfill your desires. You need to fulfill your desires. What else can you do? But please understand, while try making efforts to, while working hard to fulfill your desires, please understand, all these desires are due to your inadequacy. And all the efforts to you have to fulfill this disease is for happiness. And that happiness is already there, which is you. You need to know that. If you're always living this life, okay, fulfilling a disease, no, but please understand, always work for knowledge. How can you work for knowledge? In fact, you not work, the working for knowledge implies that's not physical work or mental work. First, understand subject matter of the Shastra with the help of the teacher. Know the truth. Try to know the truth. Trying to, making all possible efforts with a greater commitment to know the truth is what? Is that what is expected on your part? Is that is what you need to do. Nothing else you need to do. Okay? Try to understand subject matter of the Shastra. Thereby try to understand with the help of the teacher, and thereby try to understand the truth. That is what you need to do. Then you, it means you will know what fullness is. Therefore, this is all this delusion. No, it will always be there. Ignorance is never, as long as self-ignorance is there, delusion will always be there. Because ignorance is not opposed to delusion. Ignorance will not undo delusion. In fact, very delusion is because of ignorance. Very friendly. Understand now? And very jodi want to consulta. Okay? We'll sit together comfortably, okay, holding each other's hand. Like ignorance and delusion stand to always stay together. As long as ignorance is there, delusion will be there. Once knowledge comes, delusion will just disappear. Understand? Once delusion goes, all other, you don't need to drive away delusion. In the wake of knowledge, if you know what the self is, then you will not mistake the anatma for the atma. Error will be corrected, then there won't be, you'll be free from all the problems caused by ignorance. Then disease will disappear. You don't need to do anything else. Understand now? That's what freedom and the hold of disease, anger, greed, you know, all the problems, jealousy, hatred, everything will disappear in discovering fullness. You'll be free. Understand? Therefore, the important thing is, doesn't matter, you know, what attire you wear, how you appear to be, how you are, what you are. All that you need to do is, you have to free yourself from delusion. No? And you need to have that discriminative knowledge, for which you need to know what the self is. That is where, that's the only thing, solution for the problem. That is why, you know, Lord Shiva is said to be the scorcher of Manmatha. Lord Shiva is sitting in meditation all the time. And his Manmatha wanted to go and disturb him. He has to have no desire in Shiva. Shiva stands for total dispassion. Why total dispassion? Shiva stands for fullness. Fullness. Hey, how can there be passion in fullness? Where there is fullness, passion is, all passions are resolved. They remain resolved in fullness. Nerevil ella aasegalum odungi vidugindrana. Understand? So Shiva was this fullness personified. For what happened to his passions? All the passions, because everything is him and Sena, himself. So his total dispassion personified. And therefore they can't, there's no interest. But Manmatha had to make efforts. No way. Kumar Sambhavam says, The Subramanya has to be born. Why? To destroy Surapadma. Surasamhara. To destroy Shura, we want a most powerful, avatar. And Subramanya, Kumaran Parakram. Subramanya has to be born. Lord Kartikeya has to be born. So for Subramanya to be born, he must be married, no? He's sitting all time in this man, meditation. He's single. So he wife Parvati, and she is all the time, doing lot of pujas to get married to Shiva. She is sitting there, okay? She is praying and praying and praying, but nothing can shake Shiva. So Manvata comes, no? And he, you know what is his banam? Manvata's weapon, the bow and arrow, flower, you know that? That's why Vasanta Kala. And his Manvata's friend is who? The spring season. What I'm saying, a whole lot of description comes there. And Shiva, somehow this Manvata could shake. Manvata is, who is Manvata? If you personify desire, it is Manvata.
Desire.
Personification of desire is Manvata. Asekku urukkappatta urum is Manvata. Why desire is called Manvata? You know that? Because manaha means mind. And verb is that is a matnati, Tamil matthu. Yeah, matthu. Tamil we have the matthu. The more kind of matthu. So this has come from matthu only, root Sanskrit root. Look at this. Matnati means churns. So namakala ipudan theriyum. Ivangala matnati de hunter scene. And mix up. Namak matnati means hand goes like this. You take it from village. Unfortunately, I don't know whether I showed you last time. No, I mean, next time I show you. So, a lot of things I have to show them, Now, in the village, we have big clay pots. We put big, the churning rods. He is Englishman, okay, doesn't know. Okay. Okay. See, you have to churn like this, no? It's called matnati. See, as you churn the buttermilk, churn and churn and churn, butter will come up. Okay? Like that, what the desire does. Once suppose the small thing, the desire comes. You see some object, okay? Oh, this is very compact. This timepiece. So look at this. This is very small and nice. Ah, nice. Where she's bought it? Look, where did you buy this? Nah, stole a gavel. And it goes and sits in my mind, okay? And I think, what can I do? Okay, buy it. How much does it cost? £5, maybe more than that. Okay, some 8-10 pounds, maybe, I don't know. Okay, then tomorrow can we go and buy it? Then where is it available? I don't know where it's available. Okay, where is which other shop? This is how thinking goes. Okay, look at this. A desire starts, once the desire comes in the mind, that starts, you start scheming, planning how to get it. The scheming is likened to what? Churning. Okay, desire comes, this you scheme, no? How to get my desire fulfilled. The scheming or planning, programming, how to get my desire fulfilled is likened to churning. Therefore, Manmatha means the churner of the mind. Desire is said to be the churner of the mind. Manasa potu kadanje. Okay, you come to understand now. You churn your mind and you arrive at the conclusion how to get it done. Desire always churns your mind. Manadai kadaihiravar, that is asaina. That is why manmataha. Desire is said to be the manmata, churner of your mind. And then this manmata comes and somehow sends this flower arrows and somehow at last he was able to shake Shiva's mind. And then at least when Shiva opens his, very difficult to make Shiva open his eyes, okay, because so engrossed in him, immersed in meditation, in fullness. When the fullness opened the eyes, jnanakkan, the fullness sees, in front of fullness, Manmatha becomes ashes. It means what? Lord Shiva opening his eyes and seeing Manmatha is what? Full in front of fullness. Where there is fullness, desire cannot be there. That is why Manmatha becomes ashes. You know that? Shivan na ettrikkanne thirandhan, nanakkannal paarthan, manmathan pusingi saambalanan. It's all Tamil dramas, okay? Hey, what happened to what happened to Manmatha? Then Rati came running. Rati, no, Rati is attachment. Attachment is personified as Rati. Rati is Manmatha's wife. Who is Rati in attachment? Desire, attachment, always inseparable couple. Okay? And what Rati comes running. Attachment. His wife, no, his Manmatha's wife. Come on, I want my bhagyam, okay? I don't want to become widow. Please forgive him and then please give me the life on it. Always this Hindu women always go and plead for the husbands. So she comes and she begs Lord Shiva, no? Come on, please don't kill my husband then. Okay, Tanjipo. Then both of you go somewhere and stay elsewhere. Where there is inadequacy, where people are lacking, go there. I don't lack anything, okay? I'm fullness myself. Just they ran away, both husband and wife. Understand? What does it imply? It's so beautiful. Puranas, personally, is an abstract fact. What is abstract fact? If where there is fullness, நிறைவிருக்கும் இடத்தில் குறையில்லை. குறையில்லாத இடத்தில் தேவையில்லை. தேவையில்லாத இடத்தில் ஆசை இல்லை. Understand? Where there is fullness, there is no inadequacy. Where there is no inadequacy, there cannot be needs. Where there are no needs, there cannot be desires. You don't give up desires, okay? Desires run away from you. If you discover fullness, desire will run away from you. Like how, what happened to Manmatha, how Manmatha got burnt to ashes, reduced to ashes, when Lord Shiva, fullness, sees. Niraivu nokil Manmathan sambalananna. Asiyan sambalaitru. Understand? It disappears means what? That means, just it says, no? It is a subtle fact, very beautiful fact. Fullness and passion or desire cannot coexist. Understand? So, that is why he says here, it doesn't matter now how you appear. All this different, now, how we appear is all for, you know, the lifestyle we choose to live. Whether you choose to live a life of sannyasi, or a grihastha, understand now, whichever ashrama you are into, that is for now, whatever you appear to be, whatever disguise you are in, that is for your livelihood, actually. That is not real sannyasa, understand now. That doesn't matter how you appear, how you live, okay? It's very important. All that you need to do is, you need to know the truth. Discover fullness. Okay? Then you'll be free from delusion. You need to know the truth, be free from delusion. When you're free from delusion, you have discovered fullness. Understand? Therefore, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja mudamate samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukhin karane. What's next verse? Angam galitam falitam mundam. Angam galitam falitam mundam. Dashanavihinam jatam tundam. Dashanavihinam jatam tundam. Vriddho yati
grihitva dandam vidhoyati grihitva dandam tadapi namunchati asha pindam tadapi namunchati asha pindam.
This was actually angam galitam. No, the body is so weak and worn out. Galitam angam. Urpukalam talandu poyichu. No, the whole body is very worn. You feel very weak and worn out and tired. Angam galitam. Palitam mundam. Palitam means what? Palitam means, no? So palta param, no? Palitam here means what? All your hair look white, grey. Palitam mundam. What happened to teeth? Dashana vihinam. He is to complete, this old man is devoid of teeth, without teeth. Teeth, okay? Teethless. Look at this. Dashanaha means tooth. Dashanam, dashanaha is tooth. Dashana vihinaha, vihinam. Angam galitam palitam mundam dashana vihinam jatam tundam. Now also bend. Jatam tundam vriddhoyati grihitva dandam. Vriddha yati. The old man was walking. How does he walk? He doesn't walk straight, okay? Holding the stick. Vriddha yati dandam grihitva. Holding the stick, the man walks. Means he is not capable of walking by himself, using his legs. He needs one more support, okay? And the dandam grihitva vriddha yati. Old man is walking with a stick. Even then, asha pindam na munchati. Even then, asha, the desire does not, okay, even then, he is not free from the hold of desire. Even then, asha pindam na munchati. Okay, na munchati. He is not free. Asha does not allow him to be free. Desire is still holding on to him. Desire is still holding on to him. Asa innum avanai vedavillai. The desire has not yet, okay, allowed him to be free. So he is not free from the hold of desires. His desire is still holding on to him. What does it mean? This acharya is condemning here. Come on. When you were young, energetic and hale and healthy, if you were under the spell of disease, we can understand. Now you're too old, okay? Too old. You want to walk, you need a stick. You can't just walk by yourself. You need a stick. And your hair is white. All the teeth have gone. No? You can't enjoy things like murukku, understand? And your teeth have gone. And then, hair is white. In India, we make lots of nice things, no? Especially the Krishna Jayanti comes. That's why I'm talking about Chaturthi comes. And these are the situation. These two important festivals in India, Krishna Jayanti and Ganesh Chaturthi. For both, we make lot of eatables. And they are very crunchy and munchy. Radhaji thinks, Swamini never progress and proceed without talking about the food. No, and these old people can't enjoy anything. Okay? Why? Because all the teeth have gone. You need my nice proper teeth to enjoy real such crunchy munchy things, you know. So here, vriddha dashana vihinaha, balitam mundam, angam galitam. No, all this worn out body, weak, tired body, and all hair is white, you know, the hair looks, the hair, you know, when he walks, he has only white hair, and then no teeth, understand now, not even one tooth. So what happened? Nothing can be eaten. So here, then at least by now, no, the one must have, he can't even move around, At least now, this old man must have discovered some dispassion. Still he is highly passionate. He is still trying, let me walk with a stick at least. No, that means what? This person is not able to sit with himself, not able to be by himself. I don't say woman should not walk. Going for exercise is different. Okay. Because sometimes people cannot be by themselves, cannot sit quietly. Okay, they had to go somewhere or the other. And children will come and scold also. Come on, inga po ulundu vacha. Don't go out and then fall somewhere and don't get something broken. Okay, we can't look after you. Okay, or you're very busy. The children also have to scold sometimes. Okay, sometimes because so restless and agitated, still the disease are holding on to you. That means, at least when somebody gets old, one should have learned, by the time one gets very old, to be with oneself. It is very, very important for a mature human being to learn to be with oneself. If you learn to be with yourself, I tell you, you will be quiet, you will be calm, you will be highly blessed. Okay, you can put up with any amount of physical pain, you can bear any amount of emotional problems, okay, and even then, you won't be cursing anybody. Whoever comes to you, nallayir, okay, you're always a person of blessing. You will be blessing yourself for the family to have you, and you'll always, all the good words which come out of your mouth will be blessing. Now that is one, so that's how all people should be, blessing. Whoever comes to you, now you should be able to give words of blessings. For a old person to be able to give words of blessings, to be able to bless. And if I tell you, nothing can make a person happy other than blessing. You know that? Manasara vartadal. And to be able to wholeheartedly to bless somebody. Now you must be full. Otherwise you can't bless. Okay? If you, how can you bless? Okay. You can't say that, okay, be happy. I'm not happy, how can I make you say that? Okay. That is why one has to be full oneself. And if you are full or not, even if you are in the process of, discovering fullness, at least you have started, you are a contemplative person, if you are able to be with yourself. See, being with oneself implies contemplation, being contemplative. One doesn't need to do anything big to sit, not like sit like a mystic person, like you meditate and all that. One needs to know the truth. Study Shastram, understand the truth, and always keep on studying and studying and studying until you get clear vision of the truth. Then be contemplative. If you learn to be with yourself, then you will be a person of blessing. And you are, understand now, then, and then naturally you'll be free from disease. If you can be by yourself, I tell you, that's why I told you, there's nothing greater than being with oneself. You would be free from the hold of desires. And you will be a person of blessing. You'll be blessing yourself, the family. And you, unnaturally people will come to you also, because you are a person of blessing, they naturally will come to you also. Understand? Otherwise, but if you don't discover the truth, if you don't make efforts to discover the truth, if you don't learn to be by yourself, and even holding the stake, and with all the worn out body and all that, even though nothing, physically totally gone, okay? Veedu poga kaadu vaavanga. We always say this, the house, people at home, they say, go, get away, get back, my God, I don't know when he's going to pass away. and then smashanam also, they say, come, we're waiting for you, come, we are missing, bodies are not here, we're waiting for cremation, okay? The crematorium is welcoming, and the other people at home say, come on, go. I understand. That's what we say. That such a situation, you still have so many things to do. Still you have so passion for so many things, desire for so many things. Oh, I don't know what my grandfather is going to do, what my other son is going to do, what my granddaughter's daughter is doing. Then you worry about all these things. Understand? All the time, the passion, a lot of worries and diseases are still holding on to you. No way. It is immaturity. Learn to be, you can't afford to be mature anymore. Understand now? Better be a mature person. Understand? That is why doing the needful, having concern. Understand? Being affectionate, being loving is different from being attached. Once, as you are growing old, you have limitations. You cannot be sitting throughout to look after a great big grandson. Okay? That is why you have to learn. You teach how others should live also. The best thing you can do for your son is you learn to be contemplative. You be contemplative. The way you, the lifestyle you live should inspire him to follow your footprints. And that's the only way. There's no, you can't go and teach him. Come on, go into meditation. Come on, you go. Let me. He won't be interested in it. You don't go and tell them anything, okay? You just live. If you want a son to follow you, you live. You live. You have an example, yourself. That's why you will become, genuinely committed to the pursuit of knowledge and who really learn to be. Now, that's why old age means sannyasaha. If you are contemplative, even if you are you have so many people around, you are living in your own house, you are still wearing colorful, you look colorfully, colorful outwardly, still you are a sannyasi. Mentally, one has to learn to go through sannyasa. How can you be sannyasi mentally? Not by wearing saffron clothes. That's why this verse immediately follows other verse. Just by wearing saffron robes, you don't become a sannyasi. Who is a sannyasi? A sannyasi doesn't matter how he appears, the one who is contemplative is a sannyasi. One who is free from the hold of disease is a sannyasi. One who is dispassionate is a sannyasi. How this person is become? One who has learned to be with oneself is sannyasi. And then one to learn to be with oneself, one who has known the truth is the sannyasi. One who knows the truth means one who knew the value of the truth, thereby one who made efforts to know the truth, that's why one who knew the truth, one has come to know the truth is a sannyasi. Isn't it? That is how you have to be. You free yourself from the hold of desires. Okay? Don't be foolish. That is why, even as an old man, my God, holding on to the stick, we're walking helplessly, okay? You such a miserable condition you are, and still diseases are holding on to you. What is this? It is not right. It is not right means what? You have not lived your life completely, properly. When you get old, at the old age, okay, if diseases are still holding on to you, this life has not taught you, this life has not lived, this life has not been lived completely. Living this life has not served its purpose. Pakkuvam varanum, vaazhkai pakkuvathukku. Understand, you should become mature. You should have resulted in maturity. By now, you must have learned to be committed to the truth. You must be spending a time in understanding Shastram. To know the truth. All your efforts must be such, You must be totally a spiritual person. And you don't do that. You are still affected by disease. You better know the truth. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mohamate Samprapte Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukhin Karane. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamada.